in the general summit agenda, particularly with a view to the Wednesday, Thursday, and I was just asking, has there been any changes to the draft summit program since we looked at version 5 at the last summit meeting? Wolf's just online, so I assume he's about to dial in. In our next matter will be sponsorship efforts and the participation list of summit participants, number and origin. This is divvying people up into their working groups. Okay, so we are still expecting Wolf. Who else needs to join us from the core group? Heidi, can I get you to replicate the core group names here so anyone else who sees the summit planning meeting pop up on their desktop knows who needs to be here?
Yeah.
Evan needs to be here.
Indeed. Evan does need to be here.
I can say there is, Matthias is right, as he generally is. There is actually an updated revision 6 document. I am updating the agenda now. I have uploaded it.
And that's all very nice. Could you send it to me by Skype too, please?
Have it.
Joined.
Hi, Evan.
Hi there.
I think Wolf has not joined us yet. Wolf, are you on the call yet?
I just saw him come on Skype, so...
Okay. Yes, I just saw him come in on Skype, so... As soon as Wolf is here, I think that's the group. Hello, Heidi's just going...
Well, we have, I believe we have Vanda, Hawa and Fatimata.
We do know that we do have to now give apologies from Fatimata, and I'm fairly... Hi, Wolf. Would need to. We need to allow.
Hello.
Hello, Wolf. We'd need to dial out to Hawa, I believe. Fatimata is an apology. She was on our last call.
Hello.
We've just finished our executive committee meeting call. A normal monthly
Hello.
Meeting. And Fatimata
Hello.
Has had to
Hello.
Join.
Her grandchild to the hospital, so she will be an apology for this call group call, unfortunately. Who was that last person who joined?
This is Wolfgang.
Oh, hello, Wolfgang. Welcome. So I think we've got everybody. Is that the case? Heidi, can you just check with your listing of who's to be here?
Yeah,
Joined.
And if you've opened up your agenda earlier, you'll need to refresh. Nick has just uploaded the newer version of the summit program, version 6.
Do we have Wolf on yet?
Yeah, I just succeeded to get in.
Good evening, Wolf.
Hi.
Okay. So, as far as I can tell, everyone's here. Well done. Vanda wasn't on our last call. That usually means she's held in disgusting traffic somewhere.
She's on a flight, yeah.
Yeah, she's on a plane to Bahia.
That's right. So she's an apology. Fatimata is an apology. And we need to perhaps attempt to dial out to Hawa. If not, as far as I can see, am I correct, Heidi, that we do have everyone who's on the call group in now?
Yeah, I believe that's everyone. I'm just trying to get see. My email is really getting slow, so I'm just checking.
Okay, right. In which case, while it's being checked, I'm relatively confident that we've got everyone we are likely to get.
Okay, do we have Evan?
We do.
Okay, so Darlene, Sebastian, Wolf, Sylvia?
Yeah.
Okay, Fatimata?
Apology.
Okay, of course, Hawa, we're trying to call out, and Vanda, so yes.
Okay.
And of course, and then Leslie, we have Leslie and Alex?
Yes.
Okay.
There's an Alex.
There.
Hello, Alex, you best let me know who the hell you are.
Hello.
Alex, I'll save you with the travel.
Alejandra, to you, Nick.
That's fun, the job, huh?
It depends which code you know. If you hear Alejandra, then it's the Mexico code.
All right, well, you're obviously more than welcome if you're saving some of the travel problems.
Well, more to the point, all of you. So we're having fun.
Now, the thematic working groups. Item one on the agenda. We've got a hard stop for both Evan and Darlene, and indeed myself, because I have to get my hire car back. That's a 2-hour drive for me. Wolf, where are we with the thematic working group?
Well, as I might recall, I made a suggestion last week referring to Nick's earlier suggestion that we have still two open slots on the draft program, and this is for Sunday afternoon. And Nick suggested about a week ago that we could ask Ted Younger for a presentation on RAA. And Danny confirmed in the meantime that he will most probably not join the Mexico meeting or not being present at the summit. So unfortunately, what I regret a lot, we cannot count on Danny, but in the same mail I made the suggestion after having exchanged myself with Bill Drake that Bill Drake and Milton may offer a session according to the latest publication on spectators and participants at ICANN. And I think, Cheryl, you confirmed in a kind of a short message that you would feel all right with such a session. And in the meantime, I got an offer that we may have another second program slot for this particular two open spots, which may come from Max Engis.
About what? What's the topic?
About, just let me check again the precise wording of the suggestion. This is rights and principles for Internet users.
Rights and
principles. That's in the context, or that's going in the direction what we discussed earlier, but what we didn't follow up because we didn't have a response. What was in discussion with Vittorio Bertola and Annette, the Internet Bill of Rights. And Internet Bill of Rights, in my eyes, was too ambitious theme or issue to be dealt with at the summit, but principal consideration of rights and principles regarding internet users to me sounds more reasonable.
Okay, discussion then in two parts. First of all, I've weighed in on saying that I think something that Bill Drake and Milton could offer to take up one of those slots would be very worthwhile. What's everyone else's thoughts on that?
This is Evan. I have a personal problem with the general issue of something on an Internet Bill of Rights, and it's mainly because of optics. It has been a really difficult. It's been a real difficult task for us to stay on track with keeping the summit related to things that are ICANN issues, and I'm really concerned, especially from the view of the summit by other constituencies, if we try and make the summit into things that are far broader than I can. I'm not saying that the issues don't need to be, that the issues are not of interest, just that for a very first iteration of a summit, it may be sending the wrong message to the people that are watching us.
Evan, thank you for that. Can I just have that noted, and I won't ask you to repeat it again, but my first, I did say we should have this in two parts.
My first is
what do we feel about Bill Drake and Milton during the session based on their recent publications, Spectators and Participants at ICANN, for one of the slots. So what do you think of that, Evan?
That's fine with me.
Okay, Darlene?
Sorry, yes, that's fine with me too.
Sylvia, from the Latin America point of view.
Yes, for me too. It's okay.
I think it could be quite interesting because it will allow the matters of language diversity to be explored. Mm-hmm. I would have thought that LAC RALO and indeed AP RALO would be quite interested in that particular topic.
Yeah.
So I think it gets general traction from me. Wolfgang, your thoughts?
In principle, I think that's a good idea because this is so closely linked to the basic interests of the users, and it's reflected. But we have to find the right angle. I think if we talk about rights, then we might mean rights in registration of domain names or rights in IP addresses and things like that. So that means we should not go to the broader issue, but to concentrate on the specifics so that we do not lose the direct linkage to the ICANN issues.
Okay. I'll just keep shuffling the answers to match them to the questions. Anyone else on the call?
Sebastian. It's Sebastian. I don't know if this, it sounds good because it seems to be. The proposal for a session on spectators and participants, I know that we have to show the reality of what it's ICANN, but I am a bit skeptical that it's a good topic for newcomers, because they will think that we are really crazy to participate to such an organization if it's something made by people who have some objective with that. Our goal is really to have the people participating. And if we told them that, at the end of the day, you will still just be a spectator, it will be difficult.
Okay. I've not read the item, nor will I waste my valuable time in doing so between now and the end of this meeting, because we've had back-to-back meetings already. Can I ask you quickly what do Milton and Bill Drake say? In their paper, in their book. Wolf, you said you've had a review of it. Wolfgang, have you read it as well?
No. No, Cheryl, I wrote, unfortunately, I didn't have the time so far to go through it in detail, so I cannot, unfortunately, give a summary what the chapter of the whole book, the whole book is about 600 pages, what the chapter is all about. But it's a chapter of Milton Miller and reflecting his experiences working with ICANN constituencies. And he's most probably writing or arguing from the angle of the non-commercials in the GNSO.
By the way, is this the book Governing Global Electronic Networks?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I have a chapter in this book. I didn't know that you mean this book. I have a chapter about the role of civil society in internet governance, the case of Rissus in this book. It's around 60 pages, a long chapter. So, and I know Milton's chapter, and I think Milton's chapter is relevant. And it was a did it not by Milton and Bill. It was a did it by Bill Drake and Ernest Wilson Dessert, who worked for the GII Commission for many years and is now with the University of Southern California, I think so.
Good. I wanted to hear from someone who'd actually read it. Thank you for that, Wolfgang, because
we're... So then I know the book. It's really very good. It's brand new. It's published in the Harvard book series on the MIT Information Society series. So it's a really high-level book.
Is there an online synopsis or an online copy of some of the chapters?
Let's check this. I'm afraid MIT does not put the books online, but MIT Press. But I think that there could be find a way.
Because my concern, I was happy in principle, providing it was ICANN-related, and it wasn't basically saying that it's all a waste of everyone's time, because as Sebastian said, that would be giving a very odd message to people whom we're trying to encourage. But if someone, and I was concerned that we put something forward where we are not aware of what the subject material is in detail.
I have a suggestion which might help with all of these questions.
Anything that helps would be wonderful. Thanks.
What I'd like to suggest is, at the moment we have a title, and in some cases not an organizer. In other cases we have an organizer and a title. May I suggest that what we say to all the organizers is, look, what we need from you is, what is the preferred title of your event? Are you willing to organize it? If so, please provide us a two-paragraph explanation of what the purpose of the workshop is. Tell us what the format is and who the speakers or presenters are. And then you can judge all of these proposals based on the same, on what the presenters are actually going to present. Otherwise, it's very difficult.
Yeah, indeed.
And also, I think we need to know from all of these people that they are going to actually, they have a session in mind, they've actually planned it out, and that they're going to carry through on it and set some reasonable deadline by which they must respond, otherwise the room is freed. And, you could even open it up to a broader group of people and say, look, if you have an idea for a session, send it to us, and we're going to pick the ones that serve the most popular.
That certainly seems like a good way forward to me, and I typed up, I would have thought that one of the things we would be discussing today is the hard deadlines of asking people for an abstract, a plan, exactly what the thematic workshops are needing to be, and getting any of the information on equipment, et cetera. So, Tracy A can follow through on all of these things. All of that sort of stuff is what we should be up to today. And I do have, on behalf of the, on behalf of the Board Governance Committee's ALAC Review Working Group, I'm not sure whether it's an offer, a suggestion, or a plea, that if a space was available for one of the short in our summit program, they would very much value the opportunity to have all of their committee members, or indeed as many of their committee members might be there, have a sort of a pre-interactive session with as many of our at-large people who can also join to discuss what will be by then the penultimate drafting released in all languages, all the UN languages, of their recommendations on the ALAC. Now, I think that's very relevant for one of the thematic workshops, and that certainly gets my vote to go forward, but that's another offer that's on the table. I would bring it to this meeting and get back to them after this meeting if they got a yay or a nay for next steps planning.
Well, would it be all right, with you all if we were to send an email within the next day or two and say to people, to say to all the people who have suggested a session, look, in order to finalize the sessions, we need to have some basic information about them. If, you know, please respond before, say, the 6th of February, which is, you know, like 2 weeks from now, with the following basic information. Otherwise, I'm afraid we'll you know, and stay in there. If you don't wish to still hold your session, or if you don't respond that time, we'll assume that you've reconsidered and we'll allocate the room to someone else. I mean, we can chase them too. We can also call these people and make sure they saw the email and all that.
Okay. Well, it's a firm offer from the Board Governance Committee, our like review working group, that if a space is available, they would like to run a session, an interactive session on that topic.
I would very much like that.
Oh, so would I. And that draft will be released just before the meeting. Okay? Put that into the mix. So what does everyone think of Nick's proposal? Well, I think that's a good idea, Nick. What does anybody disagree with it?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go forward that way. What else do we need on?
I just wanted to make everybody aware that there's one slot that may in fact be harder to fill than was thought. On the 1700 slot on the first 1700 slot on Sunday is a session tentatively on freedom of expression and new TLDs. Right now that's a TBD in terms of we don't have somebody for that. It sounds at this point like the person who I thought was going to be one of the key people involved in this, Robert Guerra, may not be coming to the summit.
Okay. Well, all right. So, then something, if Nick goes forward with that,
I'm just saying we may have a tentative 3 spots to fill rather than 2.
Okay. We also need to...
And we have the first one, that's Alain Gruber one, because he did never say yes.
What, the role of ALAC is seen by others?
Yes.
He didn't say yes because he hadn't been asked. Now he's being told he will be asked. When he's asked, we'll know what he says.
Now, Cheryl, there is a session there that you're supposed to be chairing on the role of at-large in the review of ALAC. Are you saying giving that one over to the Board Governance Committee, or...?
That's exactly what I'm saying. If all else fails...
Oh, so that's not a new one. That's basically...
Yeah, we were going to run that one, not knowing that the Board Governance Committee wants to do it.
Okay, so that's not filling one of the slots. That's basically rebranding one of the existing ones.
Exactly. I'll still be the interaction point, happy to be the name there. That is now going to be the Board Governance Committee. That's going to be a very big one. Now, and one that really the more people we get in there, the better.
Okay. May I ask what is the idea of those thematic sessions? Because if the idea is to have 10, then we need to find 10 items. And I see that we had IDN in this thematic session. We have IDN in the workshop, and we have IDN as an introductory session. Then do we want to have such type of thing for other purposes, for other topics?
I don't see them conflicting. I see one of them as being mainly instructional and the other one being far more interactive. I see the thematic sessions as being smaller groups and quite intended to be interactive. That may be
then
just
I
me.
I will suggest that we open up to IPv4, IPv6 for to let a small group working on that and not just leaving this topic as an introductory topic. Sorry.
I don't have a problem with that. I just haven't seen much interest.
No, I think that's an ideal opportunity. Once staff work out what slots are left, because people have said, "Oh no, we're not going to have that time now," could you just bring Carver up to speed, please?
And somewhat in French, sorry. Ouais, nous sommes en train de discuter de la des sessions de travail qui s'appellent Thematic Session sur le dernier programme qui est le numéro 6 du sommet. Et on est en train de discuter quelles sont les sessions qui vont avoir lieu, pas avoir lieu. Et Nick a proposé d'envoyer à chacun des organisateurs une demande rapidement pour que chacun exprime le titre et ce qu'il compte faire dans cette session. Et il nous en manque un ou deux, et donc c'est ça que nous sommes en train de discuter.
Ok, merci Sébastien.
Okay. Darlene, okay. You had your hand up.
All right, go ahead, Darlene.
I guess I was just a little concerned about the poster session. What's happening on that? Because I haven't seen any calls going out to the ALSs saying, hey, you know, start thinking about this as a display or anything like that. And I'm just really worried that it's going to be a very, very empty.
May I respond to that?
Sure, I guess I'm finished talking. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Paul.
Let's say there is a kind of a priority among my concerns. First of all, I would like to get this program, all of the program, fixed as soon as possible. Last week we had a Uralo conference call, and we were on the Uralo level already talking, discussing and mobilizing for the poster session. Once the program business is finalized or consolidated, it's the next step on my list, doing the preparation and doing the mailings regarding the poster session. The poster session is one program element, but I would prefer that we get this program finalized by now, and then we can look to some of the details we still have to fix or we still have to follow.
Okay, great, thanks.
Okay, that said, any opportunity I've had talking to any ALS person, anyone I know is repping an ALS, I've started talking about, you know, come on, get some ideas together. Blah, blah, blah. I think, you know, the more forewarning people have, the better.
Would you like, at the same time as we're speaking to the people who are identified as presenters about their elements of the program, would you like us at the same time to ask the ALS community about the poster session?
Well, ask and advise, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we can do that.
You heard what I said to Gareth the other day, production call, so, you know, I'd be saying those sorts of things.
Yeah, I mean, because
they're going to need some really... They're going to need some really clear direction on this, because most people have no idea what is wanted in a poster session and what they can present that is even ICANN related. They need some direction and parameters on this stuff.
Well, we certainly will. I mean, the first thing we can start with is the people who are attending the summit, the ALSs that are attending the summit, and then reach out further to those who are not, as far as we know, planning.
That's
good. But yeah, we can certainly do that.
Yes.
And I'll prepare a note that goes out on these various subjects to give people an idea why are we asking for this question. And with the poster session, you know, here are some ideas of things you could volunteer to send.
That said, of course, Darlene just said something that made my ears prick up. I wasn't planning, anyone I've spoken to, I hadn't restricted what I was saying they could bring along or do in terms of showing on a poster, on a presentation, or on a kiosk where several ALSs just share a laptop and have things running as a rolling set of, you know, website links or presentations or whatever. And that was I was not saying it needed to be specifically ICANN related. It could very much be an about us exercise. So ISOC AU could say, hello, we're ISOC AU, this is the sort of stuff we do, here's the front page with all the links on our website, all the proposals we make to our government in country, here's some of the stuff we do in the telco industry, here's some of the stuff we do in domain names.
Okay, because I do remember having a little bit of this discussion while we were in Cairo, and you know, first of all, it went to having you know whatever your group does, you know, yeah, have a poster on it, and then we discussed it. Well, this is an ICANN meeting discussing ICANN matters. What should be there, and we thought it should be, you know, limited a bit.
Well, yeah, the thing is, it's not. I mean, we're not discussing the posters. It is show and tell. It's hi, I'm Cheryl from Australia, and. Obviously,
okay.
If there's CNS specific, you know, I mean, the question we could ask and bring along something that shows why you're an ALS. Okay, because there must be some motivation for them to be part of it.
Yeah, I still can't answer that question adequately, not even since Cairo. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, well. All right. Now, yes, I agree with Sebastian saying in terms of freedom of expression, if Robert isn't able to, then there are others that will be going, such as Anetta, who could very well pick up that mantle. And that's, I guess, what we'll know when we've got the feedback from staff. Can I come back just before we finish the end of the first piece of our agenda? Is terrifying thought looking at the amount of time we've spent on it, and that is the question of the internet rights in the DNS. I agree with what Wolfgang was saying earlier, and certainly I echo what Evan was saying with regards to that. We do need to keep a close eye on everything being ICANN relevant. So what Wolfgang was saying, it's more a matter of your rights as a registrant that we could discuss. I think we need to keep a very close eye that it doesn't end up into an internet bill of rights exercise, because there is an enormous amount of effort and it is where it should be being done. There is a whole part of the Internet Governance Forum which has focused for the last four, nearly 5 years on the development of an Internet User's Bill of Rights, and any of the DNS stuff as a small subsection of that, we certainly should and could be contributing to. But we certainly to either compete or try and recreate anything that's being done in such a wide part of civil society and with a great deal of work, including equity of access. They've got disability subsections, they've got accessibility subsections, they have an enormous amount of work. If that session does go on as one of the 10 thematic groups, I would very much like to ensure that we have material brought in for that theme session to be aware of what has been done, ongoing work within the world of the IGF on that topic. Wolfgang and those who've been involved in that, what do you think of that?
That's okay.
Okay. Is there any further discussion on the thematics at this point, or can we move to our next agenda item?
Just one thing.
Go ahead.
What is everyone's view on whether or not to move the thematic sessions from Sunday to Tuesday? The reason I suggest this is because many people attending the ICANN meeting will not actually be at the meeting on Sunday, but they will be there on Tuesday. And I think you might get more participation, if that's desired, at the thematic session by non-at-large people, if they were on the
session. Okay. Reactions to that?
My first reaction, and it certainly may not be the most popular one, but this is a summit session for summit attendees and ALSs, and they may have a perspective that may differ from those of other constituencies. Personally, I like the idea of having a session that is most likely to be totally, if not predominantly, attended by people from within the summit. I like the idea of having some summit meetings from within the week proper, but certainly my personal belief is that some of the ones like those, I have no problem limiting them to the summit attendees.
May I, Sebastian?
I didn't see your hand.
Okay. I think... I understand even your thinking. In the same time, I think we need to try to find which session it will be more appropriate to share with other stakeholders. And I would like very much to keep the workshop as much as possible at large. Workshop and issues and that we decide among ourselves what we want to say and what is the statement. That means that for the thematic session, we need to ask the organizer or the chair of the meeting to be more open to the participation of the at-large participant, but it could be more open. And it's why I will be not disagree to move to exchange the end of the workshop and the thematic session from Sunday to Tuesday.
You prefer the more open option? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that if we have to open something, it could be the thematic session. And okay. if we change the thematic session to replace the end of the workshop will be fine with me,
okay.
And vice versa.
I just wanted to make sure I captured it properly. Okay. Any other comments on this? Wolf agreeing with Sebastian for the shifting. Wolfgang, you'd be running one of these thematic workshops. What do you feel about that?
I'm sorry, I just left for 5 minutes, so I what was the question?
We you see what happens? As soon as you leave, people start doing things.
Oh, yeah. Then I will leave rather often.
Yeah, Wolfgang, don't you dare. No. I the question was if there's an option for moving the thematic workshop. Can I just ask, how many minutes do each of these run?
I think it's about 90 minutes, isn't it?
So they're all 90-minute sessions, yeah. Thanks. It's just if they're too short, it wouldn't be successful.
An hour.
90 minutes.
Sorry.
No. May I interrupt?
Yeah, they're an hour.
Yeah, it's more more than this. It's from 10...
It's 1 hour each one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right on the schedule. It shows 1 hour each one.
Okay, 60 minutes. Okay.
And then it's work on finalizing the statements and work on finalizing statements continued. So there is quite a lot of time foreseen already on Sunday. So the suggestion to continue on Tuesday would be just optional, just in case if some of the workshops couldn't succeed in finalizing their work on Sunday. This is how I understood Nick's proposal.
Oh, well, okay. I'm now royally confused.
No, that,
Nick, could
yeah,
you clarify exactly what you were suggesting and that Sebastian and others were discussing? Evan's focus was to have the thematic workshops, the thematic sessions being maintained on the Sunday so that there was a strong focus for summit participants. Others have been saying to have more wide participation available and for others to learn more about at large would be a good thing, as long as the leaders in each of these workshops focused on the summit participants. Perhaps you can clarify, please, Nick.
Okay, all I had meant was that the afternoon sessions on Tuesday for the finishing up the workshop, the workshop statements would be swapped with the afternoon thematic sessions on Sunday for the same length of time and all that. So that would leave, Sunday would become all day working on the statement, and Tuesday would be, the morning would be the RALO General Assemblies, and the afternoon would be the workshop, would be the thematic sessions. The only possible change that this would have in terms of timing is you could decide to have 90-minute thematic sessions if you were to do that, because there would be slightly more time available on Tuesday.
Okay. So that's what we're up to, Wolfgang. Now you can answer the question.
What was the question?
How do you feel about moving them to the Tuesday as proposed?
You know, what? I did not get the main reason why to move, because so far I think the framework of the whole conference is good. That means, what is the justification to move it?
So other communities would be able to attend them to learn more about the at-large community.
Okay, if this is the reason, then I think it's okay. So you think there are more people on Tuesday than on Sunday?
Well, because there are many people who come to the ICANN meeting only starting on Monday.
Okay, and this would make sense, yeah, certainly. In particular, my workshop, Transparency and Accountability, you know, goes beyond the at-large community in the narrow sense. And a lot of other constituencies are very, hopefully, very interested. As you see, you know, we have only a small number of at-large members so far who are really have transparency under their top three or top five.
Indeed. Yeah.
That means for my workshop, then I think Tuesday indeed. That's a good reason to move it to Tuesday. This would certainly, what Nick says, you know, attract more people, because more people have arrived.
Sylvia, I noticed Sylvia's writing. Do you want to talk to us, Sylvia, rather than write at us? What's your view?
Yes, just a minute. I'm writing something. okay. I'm afraid because the General Assembly is doing only 3 hours. Because in our case, because I don't know in your regions, but in Lagralo, in Puerto Rico and in San Pablo, we need to about 2 days to discuss some issue. So I'm worried, I'm afraid about this. I don't know if 3 hours is enough for us. I don't know about your region, but.
Sylvia, the idea is you've got 3 hours, you're just going to have to do it in 3 hours.
Okay.
Speed work. Every other
round. Because, frankly,
every other
if North America, we wouldn't be able to fill 3 hours. It's like we just don't have that much to say.
No. Every other RALO manages to do it without the amount of debate going on in the face-to-face context. There may be a lot of debate RALO simply has to do in preparation, or do set an agenda that is able to...
Mm-hmm.
for Naralo, it's the reason why Robert and Danny is not, they are not coming to help you to stick in in 3 hours.
Okay.
Well, see, that's why we can shorten her down to about a half an hour.
We need to learn. There is an upside to this as well,
Sylvia. That is, it does, in fact, strongly encourage intercessional work to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in AP Ralo, even though our GA is going to be in the Mexico meeting, we've already done a number of resolutions and changes to our MEMS and ARTS and everything else online. You know, we've done a full member survey. We've asked them their views on a number of things. We've, from those views, come up with a couple of resolutions, including proxies and all sorts of things. And that's all been done internationally.
Okay.
So it doesn't have to be done just face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, getting back to our question then, Sylvia, what's your feelings on moving, as proposed, some of the thematic sessions or the thematic sessions to the Tuesday PM after the GA?
I don't know. I think it's better on Sunday. Was it the first proposal? The first proposal was on Sunday?
Yes. At the moment, they're listed Sunday, and we're discussing the possibility of moving them to Tuesday.
Yeah, I prefer on Sunday. I don't know.
Okay. I'll repeat in the call what I've said in the Skype, which is, in addition to the comments that I made earlier, the idea of splitting the thematic sessions between Sunday and Tuesday also give the delegates a chance to experience a couple of days of real ICANN and may help to influence some of the thinking and may help to give perhaps a slightly different perspective when they come back on Tuesday, as opposed to the summit accomplishing every last bit of what it was going to on the thematic sessions before the ICANN meeting itself actually opens. So remember, try and look at it from the point of view of ALSs that, unlike most of us, have never come to an ICANN meeting before, have a chance of being totally overwhelmed by this. But at the same time, I'm trying to think of most of the 100 people who do not have the experience of ALAC and secretariats of coming to these meetings and understanding the culture before. So my idea and the reason why I will support continuing to split these things between Sunday and Tuesday is to give a couple of days in the middle where the delegates are exposed to the regular ICANN meeting, and it may have a slightly different perspective on how things pick up when these workshops continue on Tuesday.
Oh, in that way, I agree with you too.
I think there's strong arguments. I'm hearing more strong arguments on this call to propose to the full summit working group that we do the shift to the Tuesday. So is there anyone who wishes to speak very strongly against that?
I thought I just did.
And interestingly enough, I thought it was the exact opposite. So obviously,
I actually got the opposite out of that one too, I have to say.
I got the opposite out of that.
What do you mean?
I thought you were making an argument for moving it.
No, I was moving I'm making an argument to maintain a portion of the thematic workshops on Tuesday. I don't want everything on the thematic workshops to close totally before the first day of the real meeting has actually happened.
Oh, so are you suggesting having some of the sessions on Sunday and some on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sort of like a hybrid.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. I'm with you.
Okay.
My response to the hybrid was I'm happy to compromise.
Yeah, and wasn't it somebody's idea to move, like, the ones from 1700 to 1800 to those ones over to Tuesday or something like that?
That's
a good idea. I wonder who said that.
Or perhaps we could pick the ones that are more of interest to a broader community to move those to Tuesday and keep the ones that are more of an at-large topic to more specifically to Sunday.
I like that.
Well,
yeah.
This looks good for me.
You could also have, if you want, you could also have them lost for an hour and a half because the day isn't so tight.
Okay.
As long as Wolfgang's one is one that gets to be the Tuesday so he gets more people, that's fine.
Thank you.
By the way, I hate to remind, I have a hard stop at the bottom of the hour, which is in about 7 to 10 minutes.
Exactly right. I was just going back up and going to... Okay. Can I ask which of the next 2, 3, and 4 points on the agenda, Evan, do you want to be dealing with first? Because I don't want you to have to leave and miss an item that you've got a main thing to bring up on.
I don't have any main thing to come up on. Especially since planning was not meant, you know, the planning was not meant to be my forte. My main concern right now is that we have a big workshop that is taking up the entire main room on Wednesday, and I don't see anything at all associated with it in terms of who or what.
Okay, so you'd like to do that one now, because I'm happy to do that one now.
They all need to be done. Which is first doesn't matter to me.
Fine. I just didn't want you to miss out if you had some points you wanted to make when you had to leave.
No problem.
Darlene, you're leaving also. I'll offer the same to you. Do you have a priority order for the remaining part of the agenda?
Sorry, no priority. Thank you. I'm trying to work between two different computers that are 20 feet away, so I'm kind of bouncing back and forth. Oh, and the phone's beside the other one.
Believe me, I understand the problem. Okay, the question of the workshop, I think that's well worthwhile us discussing now.
Does everybody understand the context of the workshop?
If you can bring us all up to speed, that would be lovely. I mean,
One of the things that we asked for to make sure that the summit was a major part of the ICANN meeting was a two-hour main session workshop slot on Wednesday, which is the prime day for all workshops. And the main hall will hold upwards of 800 people. So the only sort of condition, if you will, is that if we're to take up the main hall for 2 hours, it needs to be something that is of general interest, that many people will wish to attend, even if it is, related to the interests of end users. So it could be anything. Just we want to make sure we draw a crowd.
And it also needs to be interesting, interactive, and entertaining. I've made that plea all along. We need to have a format in a way that is not, you know, half a dozen people sitting on a stage boring everyone else rigid.
Then we will ask for the mariachi. just a question before to go that. Do we know where we are with the topics of the ACSO's workshops?
No,
because
we don't
want to repeat. We don't want to repeat one of those sessions, and it's why it's a little bit difficult to answer your question now like that.
I disagree. It's not at all difficult. The ACSO isn't meeting until next week. And if we have chosen our workshop, I can lead them away from repetition. So it is not, we do not need to make, I'm an equal part of that decision-making process and I'm capable of driving away from replication. Replication is worthwhile.
Okay, so that's great. That's the other way around, but it's okay with me. The other point is that do we know already main session organized? That could influence our choice.
The other schedules, Nick. Do we have any idea on other
Heidi and I have been trying to pry out whatever draft there currently is. I'm told that Kieran sent you a draft, Cheryl, and the other AC SOJ. I don't know.
It was last week, late last week.
So you.
That's
you
what the rumor is.
Me. But you may be better informed than us, Cheryl.
Oh, might I? Okay.
Not for the first time. I actually don't disagree with the concept of the volunteers knowing first. I wouldn't mind if we at least knew sort of at the same time so we could answer questions. But.
Well, I guess you all now talk amongst yourselves on this topic in an effective way while I troll through my webmail. It will be about 4,000 items since I went on holiday. Go on. Well, I've got something, I don't know about it. So, I'm not hearing any noise.
As it is, it's as it is. One workshop. Do we want this outside of the five topics we already choose for our workshop, or could it be one where we are? We use the same type of theme, eventually in tweaking it a little bit, but like that we are more collectively prepared for this workshop.
Can someone else lead while I troll through all of these emails?
I think Sebastian is trying to spark some conversation.
Well, I'm not hearing any.
No, but there is no any answer to my question, and it's quite difficult. My feeling is that we have a lot of topics already taken by our own work, and one of them.
Left.
Could be used as a theme for the public workshop for 2 hours. And I was thinking with the five currents, one, and I would like to suggest that maybe the security issue could be a good topic to exchange and to ask people from other constituencies to have inputs and staff and so on, but we will be able to be more accurate because we already will have our own statement.
I have some news on that subject. For those of you who went to Mexico City, the meeting we haven't been to yet, those of you who went to Cairo, there was, on short notice, an e-crime panel set up about cybersecurity and other online security issues that was very well attended. So well attended that I think they're going to do a 3-hour one, or two-hour one, a long main hall session on this in Mexico City.
Yes.
The idea is that this is something that should be very engaged, the at-large community should be heavily engaged in being a part of the panel and being a part of the workshop. So this is by way of saying that this there will be something on cybersecurity and there will be a heavy end-user component, and you all will be invited to be the heavy end-user component.
Okay, so it's already taken is what you're telling us. Fine. It was one that we're not taken. Was this the one that the GNSO mentioned they were doing? Was that the cybersecurity one, Heidi?
Yes, that was the one, and it's actually going to be tentatively placed on Monday.
Oh, is it now? Notice my hesitation and great disbelief, seeing as the AXO has the whole of Monday afternoon.
That was the last I've heard of that. Was a Monday slot.
Yeah, I mean
they already steal the AXO slot.
Anyway, guys, I got to go. Thanks for the call. And Cheryl, you've been great with keeping the notes on the Skype. And anything you can keep doing on that, and I'll read them when I get back.
I'll do my best, Devin. Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Bye, all.
Bye-bye.
In the absence of cybersecurity,
left.
Complementary to cybersecurity that we can look at. What other topics is, I mean, to me the cybersecurity one is a joint to be very good. I still think we need to do something that involves a good deal of dialogue and interaction. What other topics would you like to suggest while I continue to trawl through all of this nonsense to try and find something from here?
One of the topics who could be interesting to discuss with everybody, it's maybe one, how to engage collaboration between stakeholders at the regional level between at-large and other type of stakeholders like GAC, GNSO, CCNSO, and so on and so forth.
I'm bored just thinking about it. Let's have another question.
No problem, madam. I give you back the chair and I will keep my mouth closed for the moment.
No, Sebastian, what I'm saying is, what is attractive about that when we're looking at a two-hour workshop? How are we going to do that? That's exactly why the AXO has a meeting. That's exactly why we're being written in as part of the important, when the other parts of ICANN are being reviewed and when we're being reviewed, we're being written in as something that has to be interacted with. How does that turn into a two-hour interactive workshop that involves and engages other parts like them? Convince me that I'm not for.
I was trying... I agree with your hesitation. I have no problem with that. I was trying to find topics who are included in our job and in the same time not a topic where for sure it will be already discussed and it will just be one more session. For example, it's important that we have a workshop on the new GTLP, but I will not push for a workshop on new GTLD on our time, on our schedule, on our time for the overall ICANN meeting. The same with post GPA. Then I am. I have no other idea. Sorry.
I agree. Without knowing what other workshops and what other topics are going on, it makes it extremely difficult. I mean, I'm happy that I can bias the AXO topic away from being repetitious.
Yeah, but even if you say that in the AXO we will have this type of work, saying that maybe some work could be done at the local regional level and not just during the ICANN meeting. The share between the different stakeholders, that's great. New GTLD will be handled during the week, and I don't, sorry to say that shortly, but I don't want to give more time to the staff to explain why they delay the GNSO issue. We need to find one issue where we can add inputs, and inputs was on cybersecurity. It's done. I don't think that IPv4, IPv6, it's, even if it could be interesting, it's still relevant. I don't know. And the future after the GPA. I am not sure that we will have something very, very specific to say during this workshop. That's my point of view. Sorry.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm struggling to find something other than something like cybersecurity, something with broad outreach, which clearly will be invited to, but it won't be our workshop. You know, we need another topic as good as that. So what's on the table?
Do you see my participation thing, Cheryl?
At the moment, I'm looking at Kieran's name under every email address I have, and I am not. That is to do with. I haven't seen anything from you yet because I'm in the cave. I will look now. If I look at what? Where am I looking?
Well, I just said, what about a session on encouraging participation, drawing on the results of the work in Workshop 1, at large as participation in ICANN and what's needed to help facilitate it, and Workshop 2 on improving institutional confidence.
I mean, this might be a way to get everyone, not only at large, but the entire community, excited about getting greater participation, perhaps from, for example, consumer groups.
It has to excite the greater community. We're going to have in a room for 800.
I am not sure that the excitement will be to have more participation, even if we all think that it's important. I don't think that it's the aim of what we would like to do. I really want to focus on one real policy issue and on subject with. Linked with internet, not linked with ICANN, if I can say exactly. Not linked with the way of ICANN is working, but more on the way users need or can use internet. Maybe it could be something about social exchanges within internet or. But something link with the usage of internet, and of course within the remit of ICANN.
All right. Well, Wolfgang, are you?
I'm still here.
Okay. If you were writing a title for a chapter that you wanted people to pick up and read, you'd have something like, you know, how to run the internet or, you know, something really that's going to get people to go, hang on, what the hell are they talking about? Let me go and see it. Can we come up with a catchy title that can work in a sort of guided hypothetical where we've got our people, people from other parts of ICANN, doing a lead hypothetical, very much like we did do when we were looking at redelegation by ICANN of country codes back in Wellington. They sat down, I think there was 25 or 30 people around a circle in an audience of many hundreds. And a moderator basically took us through a total hypothetical exercise where Gondwana land was going to be redelegated, and it looked at it from the GATT point of view, from the individual internet user's point of view, from the ICANN point of view, from the registrar and registry point of view, and that whole process just teased out both the variety and the basis for why people's views were what they were, and it was interactive, it was entertaining, it was interesting. Is there a topic that you may help us come to, a title that we can use?
You're looking for a headline or for a one-page text, or?
Well, I'm just struggling. I mean, cybersecurity is the obvious. Obviously, that's taken. What's our next best draw card? Can you think of something that we can then work on to get the title and indeed the one-page abstract? And perhaps it doesn't need to be a real problem. Perhaps it can be something like, it is on Wana Land, a totally fictitious country, and went through all of the real problems that we all face with the changes that were being implemented. I mean, can we ask, you know, how would internet users run the internet? You know, is there something along those lines that we can pick up on?
Okay, you know, this can it be done just in replying immediately? But I think everybody can think about to find some the sexy substance of the issues, because the issues are there. So what we have to do now to sell the issues is to find the right words to make it attractive, so that people who are not so close will understand immediately after reading one line or two lines what's going on here, and that they are challenged and that they should be interested in it. So, but it needs a little bit more thinking, to wordsmithing, and I think we should do that and to have a special look at the titles for the various sessions, and not just to have transparency and accountability. You know, this looks for outsiders looks like Chinese. So, but, you know, there is a lot of hot music in this issue, and so in the others. So I would not recommend to look for more issues, because we have already made this selection process. We have to write issues. We add some special workshops to this, which are more or less horizontal approaches. So, but the next step is now to find the right words for the substance we have already cleared.
Any other suggestions? Because I'm really struggling. In the absence of cybersecurity, which is where I thought we were heading, it's not easy.
Well, maybe we should return to this and once we actually know what's on the schedule. And we'll look a little more into the cybersecurity stuff and see if there's some aspect of that. Heidi, you can do that later today. See if there's some aspect of that that would be that isn't going to be covered, that could be covered this way.
I mean, we could look at something which is a subset of cybersecurity, such as unwelcome. Unwelcome material. But notice I'm not talking about censorship, and I'm not necessarily saying spam, and I'm not saying a whole lot of all of those, fishing and farming, but they're all unwelcome. We really need to know more of what it is that the GNSO efforts are going to be looking at, what's their particular focus, and see if there's something left as a subset that would make sense for us to follow up on. Who's running the lead in the GNSO, do we know?
Yes, it's a new staff member named Margie, who I can go ahead and coordinate with.
Okay, see what we might be able to tease out. Can we look at continuing this in this core group on the summit chat in the next week or so? Because time is ticking on rather dangerously as far as I'm concerned. Does that work? Okay, well, I think it works, so it's going to work. The next item that we need to look at then is sponsorship efforts in the absence of Vanda. I'm not sure what else we have done on this. Has anybody else got some information on sponsorship?
Um Gottes Willen, sehr viel länger als gedacht.
I have something that may help, and is related to the reception for at-large participants. There is always a reception for fellowship participants that's very like what you all are talking about for at-large participants. I'm wondering if there would be general interest in having the summit reception with the fellows. I think we could probably have a nicer reception for both groups by combining the budget, and maybe even do something at a nearby but not in the hotel, which would probably produce better food and more drinks and more atmosphere than a hotel organized event.
Okay, is that then going to be after the poster session finishes, or what?
Well, I mean, if you're amenable to this idea, then we figure out how to work the two together. If that were workable, I think that the at-large budget contribution to the reception would be about $5,000. So that could be a sponsorship object.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Any more discussion on that? I'm comfortable with that because we discussed that Vanda had also been right that as a good way forward. What does everyone else feel on the call?
I'm sorry, this is Wolfgang. I have to leave now. So I also will miss tomorrow's telephone conference. I'm on my way to Oslo for another internet governance conference. So I will look into the records. Bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Wolfgang. The one thing I would say about that
is I
doubt that we would be able to have the reception on Saturday night because I'm not sure the fellows are there yet. It might be a Sunday night thing. We're really not sure yet. We figured we would talk to you first.
Can we ask you to explore that or not? Wolf, what do you think?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Left.
Okay, I think that was Wolfgang leaving. Who else have we still got on the call? Sebastian?
I am. Yes.
What do you think of that proposal?
I think it's very... It's good to have something with fellowship program, but I think it's important that we have something done during the Saturday event because it's really the middle of our summit and we need to have something organized. And then if we may decide to have this poster session with just as we already move it to be earlier, it couldn't be just with some soft drinks and some appetizers and no more than not too expensive and leave the people go for a dinner afterwards in discussion in with the people they choose to go with and if on Sunday evening we have the opportunity to have something with the fellowship, it's okay. But we can't avoid to have something on Saturday evening. My other point is about the budget. In more general point of view, I have the impression that with the real participation, we may not be so outside of the budget.
Sorry, can I ask someone to just recap what you just said, Sebastian?
Sebastian?
I was on another call.
Yeah.
Hey, Sylvia?
There is only, may I speak?
Yeah, how? Go ahead.
Okay. Sebastian? Par rapport au sujet, si je proposais la gouvernance Internet, quel intérêt pour les utilisateurs? Un truc comme ça.
Le problème, c'est que ça n'est pas seulement lié à l'ICANN. Il faut que ce soit un sujet très lié à l'ICANN. Pas un sujet... je vais traduire quand même.
D'accord.
Mais on était passé à autre chose. Mais bon, je vais. She's coming back on the topic where we are trying to find a subject for Wednesday. And she was suggesting that maybe something like internet governance, what implication by the users. I was trying to tell her that it's maybe something too wide for an ICANN meeting, but I translate what she say, and maybe it's not a bad idea to take and to think about. Voilà, j'ai traduit.
Ok, merci.
And can I ask someone else to capture this in the chat? I am literally out of time in a few moments. I don't have any choices but to wrap the call up very, very quickly, or I certainly have to leave the call. Getting back to the matter of the sponsorship for around 5K and a joint activity with the fellowship, Sebastian, I apologise. I was on another call. What was it you were saying about the poster session?
I was Nick just put it on Skype, but my idea was, it's a good idea to do something with them, but we can't avoid that we need to have something on Saturday evening, because it's middle of our summit. But maybe one of the idea, if we have budget issue, it's to have soft drinks and some appetizer for the session, the poster session. And as we move it earlier, we can leave the people afterwards, go with the people they want for a bigger dinner, for a dinner. We are in Mexico, and the dinner could be quite late. And I think we can try to find the best solution. And I add that maybe we are not so tight with the budget, because we need really to see how many people are really coming now. And that's maybe our budget. It's not so bad.
Okay, thank you. And so, Nick, did you respond to that?
I was just listening to people's views. That's all.
Okay.
We can go find out what's possible with the fellows and when they plan on having their reception.
So how about we do that? Let's look at that. Let's have a next steps opportunity. Okay. And yes, Heidi, if you can follow up, that would be good.
Yes.
Is Kieran in Marina Del Rey?
He is. I've already knocked on his door, but no one was there, so I will follow up with him by phone or by email, etc.
If you could ask him exactly which of Cheryl's two email addresses did he send anything to,
okay.
It's just trolled and it is not received.
Okay. Well, that was what I've heard from other GNSO people last week, and so I'll follow up.
Thank you, dear. That would be good. Okay. That leaves the summit to also be sorry, the sponsorship to also be looked at as an ongoing issue. Participant list. We've got less than we thought. Is that okay?
I attached a link to the existing participant list to the agenda.
I'm going back up. Find it.
I haven't counted them recently. There are a couple people who are not coming, but we won't have a final count on that until... perhaps a couple days hence. The deadline was meant to have been the 23rd, I believe. But we're looking into if there are any people who haven't been booked, not because they haven't asked to be booked, but because they haven't been replied to by BCD, because I think there are a few people that this is the case for, and we wouldn't wish someone to be excluded who had really tried. To get booked on time.
Of course,
so.
Yes.
we are, as you know, having some teething pains with BCD. So
yes, I've noticed that.
We're trying to make sure, and it's their first time, and not surprising, but so it, you know, we just want to make sure that none of the summit attendees have trouble. We're also dealing with a lot of people who have visa needs.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Leslie's on the call, so she may know more about that. I know they're still trying to find some solutions.
Yeah, I'd very much like to hear from Leslie Reavat, because there's another strong possibility that some of our willing participants just literally won't be able to get there. What's the state of play, Leslie?
Yes, this is Leslie, and also Alejandra can also comment as well. But indeed, there are specific issues related to people coming into Mexico and their transit. We've been in discussions with several different entities and companies that could help us with this process. The most interesting piece of information really relates down to the fact that the Mexican government will not allow an agency to act on behalf necessarily of an individual. However, there are lawyers, abogados, who may help us in some effort to get visas for, like apply for the participant. However, it's not going to be something that happens like in a day or two. It's sometimes up to, you know, a week or so of time or more. So we're trying to ascertain right now the nationalities. We do have the origin, you know, the country that some of the people in question are from. We need to ascertain their nationality in order to provide that. Now, we have two sources that we're working with to help us and to determine who are going to be real problems getting them in Mexico. And so until I think we've, I know I've seen an email from Alejandra to Nick and then BCD asking for those nationalities so that we can get them to our sources and they can identify which ones absolutely are going to be a problem. I know that people coming in from Africa.
Kieran McCarthy.
There's
joined.
There's definitely an issue there. And Alejandra, if you have more you'd like to comment, go ahead.
Just a second before I would like to welcome Karen, but I wanted to make some translation because I know that this topic about the visa is very important for the African region, and I wanted the same some translation of what you say in French.
Thank
English.
You, Sebastian, and welcome, Karen.
Donc le problème des visas, c'est que ça peut pas être une organisation qui le demande, et donc il faut trouver soit des avocats, soit des personnes qui les demandent. Donc ils sont en train de faire la liste des pays où ce sera le plus compliqué d'avoir un visa sur place et de voir comment est-ce qu'ils peuvent l'obtenir au Mexique. Pour essayer d'être le plus près possible des besoins des participants africains.
D'accord.
Ok, thank you.
Parce que, à cette question, je suis toujours interrogée, demander l'état d'avancement. Donc, ce serait bien que demain,
oui.
Je puisse...
There is a lot of people who need this and who are asking this question to ours, and for the tomorrow call, it will be very good if she can have some better answer or some answer and some information on the situation.
Indeed. Leslie, Alejandro, can I ask, are you working directly with our people in Africa as well as via BCD and Nick and his staff?
This is Alejandra. Yes, I have been in communication with, there's a Tunisian person, Tijani Benjima, that I am communicating with, as well as I'm going to not pronounce his name right, but it's Yalvini, another person from South Africa that are having this issue. I have reached out to the Department of Tourism in Mexico City, and do have some information in terms of this visa issue that we're having. But what they ask me is, it goes back to, you know, the specific nationality of the person that needs to obtain the visa. We need to report that back to them so that they can either let us know if they could help us or not. They also had asked if we had a person in Mexico as a liaison for our meeting that could potentially serve as a person responsible, if you will, to handle these requests in Mexico City. That is possible, but it all depends, and it goes back to the nationality of the person needing to obtain the visa. Is that clear?
Then Alexandra, you need to be in touch with Alessandro.
Alessandro Pizantri will be able to assist there. But Nick, how close are we to having nationality details on all our participants? Because I would have thought we should have already had that.
It's being asked for from BCD.
I mean, BCD should have had that already by a week. Are they not getting back to KCA, or what's the story?
The reports that I have, this is Alejandra, the reports that I have pulled and received from BCD Travel do not indicate the traveler's or nationality. All it tells me is their origination, city, state, and country. But, you know, you could be coming from Paris, France, and not be French. So,
No, that's impossible. You are just French. If you come to Paris, you are French.
Honorary French, yeah.
Thank you for a little bit of light relief in what I'm finding a very stressful and annoying conversation. Go on.
I will. As soon as I'm off the phone here with you folks, I will call Gloria once again. I've called her, and left a message, and I also emailed her requesting the information. So I will call her once again to see if where she is with getting that information to us.
Yes, well, the ICANN travel form has nationality and passport details on it, and I find this beyond ludicrous. So I trust, Nick, that someone will be kicking somebody from somewhere.
As you can tell, we are actually seized of this issue on many levels. So,
And you know all the things I'm going to say when we have this conversation on this topic later. I'm sure you can just fill in the dotted lines. Kieran, thank you so much for joining us. We were twixt and tween a very important topic for our call, and we are actually at the end of our call, but because we can grab you, we're going to take advantage of that. We have our two-hour workshop allocation for Wednesday, and we had gone through our hot 15 topics and had our summit people put them in some priority orders, etc., etc. Some of those topics we're heading across for consideration by the ACTSO, but the one that we had been particularly passionate about to date, which was in the area of cybersecurity, for our more widely interesting to the whole of ICANN workshop, has been snaffled. How dare they? But quite rightly, because they had preemptive work done in the last meeting in Cairo. So we were wondering what other topics, what other workshops are being proposed in the ICANN agenda so far, so we don't fall foul of the same competitive topic selection again. Any ideas from any of the other parts?
Yeah, I can tell you what I've seen so far, and I've seen two of them. One is DNSSEC, and another one is e-crime. And e-crime seems to be stemming from this group of people that said they wanted to set up a new constituency in the GNSO. But I understand there's been quite a lot of work with the policy team and with Dave Piscatella. So I think e-crime's been handled, and they've got an hour and a half slot just after your large public meeting on the Wednesday. So there's that. I haven't heard of other workshops. I know that there will be one or two around GTLDs and IDNs. Whether they become a big workshop or a smaller workshop, I don't know yet.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you know, we don't want to have the same only different type topics, so we were keen to try and steer away from something other than if it was in a highly complementary way, subjects that were going to be already used. And when our final topics and scheduling going to be available for us to have a look at, Kieran?
Well, my understanding is I've just sent you and Nick the latest schedule. I have to put a caveat on that. That's the latest one that I have. It's gone back to the team, and they would have made some changes. But my understanding is it's going up live either today or tomorrow. I think it's currently in the situation where it's simply a matter of there being announcement text being written and people's final sign-off, because obviously we don't want to make sure that there's anything appalling in there. So I think it's going around, the top brass at the moment. That's my understanding. So it should be up today or tomorrow.
All right. Okay. It still makes it a little difficult for us to put to bed a topic. The GNSO one, Heidi, can you help me with where that's supposed to be fitting in? Because Kieran, this GNSO cybercrime part.
We had a meeting with Denise and Liz last week, or perhaps it was 2 weeks ago, and they discussed the idea of the cybercrime workshop that Margie is now going to be responsible for. And that was, the tentative date was Monday. Do you have any updates on that?
Yeah, so what happened with that was it was a Wednesday, or it was suggested it would be Monday if this joint chairs meeting didn't happen. The joint chairs meeting is definitely happening. So it's currently scheduled between 4:30 and 5:30 on the Wednesday in the main room.
Heidi, can I ask you to take from what Kieran said and what he has access to and give us an outline back onto this chat space, because some of our participants, in fact 50% of our participants in this call group, have had to leave because we've run over the call time, of exactly what is now proposed to be going on the Wednesday, because it looks like a cybercrime festival to me. It looks like back-to-back DNSSEC, cybercrime, e-crime.
Yeah, Kieran, could you forward that to me, please, as well, that schedule?
Yeah, sure. Let me just give you I think I can summarize fairly clearly. We have the GNSO Council meeting, which normally happens on the Wednesday morning in the main room. And then we have a DNSSEC workshop in a different room at the same time. And after lunch, there is the at-large summit public workshop between 2:30 and 3:30, with a half-hour break afterwards, then the e-crimes, and then there is the at-large summit closing. So my understanding of the time that you have is two one-and-a-half-hour slots, one on Wednesday just after lunch and one on Thursday first thing in the morning.
That's the main hall, yeah.
Yeah, both times.
And it's the Wednesday one that we're particularly concerned is either complementary and indeed not repeating one of the other sessions that are going on in the main hall in the Wednesday. So it's for Heidi to find out what else is currently proposed in that main hall.
Yes.
So we can perhaps do something if it is going to be a cybercrime day festival, that's fine too. We can find something in our set of topics that will fit into that. Because Kieran, what we're particularly keen on doing is making sure that it's something with wide appeal. And hopefully, I've been trying to encourage people to consider doing it in something like a hypothetical, where we can discuss things in a more entertaining and interactive way, and less, people standing on stage and making their particular points clear and having a glorified public comment period, public open mic.
I'm all for that. I think we do too much of this standing up on stage giving long presentations. I don't think it's that effective. There will be a range of rooms available, smaller rooms, but that you may want to consider doing that and have a range of different topics, sort of what happens at the Internet Governance Forum. You have a range of different rooms. That option's there at the moment because there's lots of rooms and lots of slots to be filled.
Okay. Well, Kieran, we actually have, we've got 10 thematic small workshops that we're hoping to split half of those from running them all day on the Sunday in our summit to taking half of them into our Tuesday space for exactly those reasons, to allow wider participation. Our concern was with the allocation of time for the main room on the Wednesday. As I say, when we've been planning cyber security, and then of course it's been noted as other people's major focuses, we just have to make sure we fit in and that we complement rather than try and repeat anything. Okay, is there anything else we can do now other than say when we will be having our final discussions? Am I hearing the 6th of February for a number of the items on the agenda that we've discussed today? Our ordinary summit meeting between now and then, do we want to put up a doodle? Matt, can we put up a doodle after the close of the feedback you'll all be getting on things you're asking for by the 6th of February so we can move these subjects further or not?
Sure, we can do that.
I think that's probably the best way forward, and then we'll have a continuation of this discussion on the Wednesday. Nick, when will we be having the final travelling numbers without the visa issue?
Well, it just depends on making sure that we're not that everyone who has tried to get a ticket either has one or will have one through in case the BCD problems have prevented them from getting a ticket so far. So I think it will probably be later this week, maybe Thursday, to be really sure.
Okay. And then you were saying, KCA was saying that it could be another week before we know whether or not visas are able to be procured for certain of our nationalities.
The other thing, I mean, we can talk about this, Alex, and Leslie offline, is transit visas.
Yeah. This is Leslie. What I was indicating was that once a process starts for someone with a visa, it could take up to a week to secure it for some nationalities. It's not something they can do overnight.
Sure.
For
sure.
Example, when they arrive into the United States or the Mexican consulate, it's not a 24-hour process.
Okay. No, it's just I'm trying to think, is the 6th of February still going to work for a possibility for our next meeting? And I think it probably is.
Yes.
That will give you sufficient time, I think, to know where we're up to with visas and perhaps even transit visas. Is that the case?
I totally concur with that, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, Matt, let's aim for the 6th of February for the next call meeting. And we'll ask this chat to be continued for some of the online discussions in terms of the themic working group confirmations. The equipment requirements have to be sent across to KCA, and obviously, Kieran, any time you can give us a heads up on changes on topics and agendas before it goes final and public, it would be most grateful.
Sure, no worries.
The other thing is, Kieran, I'm relatively confident that if we float hypothetical ideas and it is a more interactive session, that we can have the room set up appropriate to work with that. How difficult is it for you?
It was much easier if you can get two slots in the same room, so that gives time to rearrange a room and then to maintain the setup of a room, say, in an afternoon or all day.
Sure.
But I'm 100% behind trying different room arrangements, so I'll do everything I can.
Have you heard anything, what the follow-on from our session, for example, is planning on their structure?
I imagine unless something happens, we'll stick with the absolute bog standard, you know, either U-shape or Pieta shape or whatever. Unless there's a specific a serious request, it tends to just be the exact same setup we've always had.
Okay, and that's going to be the E-crime one, is that correct?
E-crime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Cheryl, I've just been communicating with Liz, and they believe that they won't have anything finalized on that cybercrime workshop for about a week or so.
And that's going to be running on the Wednesday as well?
Yes. Let's see if I can confirm that. But that's what Karen is saying.
So it's us, e-crime, DNSSEC. When's the GNSO one?
Sorry, that's the one.
Oh, it's the e-crime one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. When you're saying the titles in the Skype chat, Heidi, can we make sure the proponent group who's putting it forward is going to be listed next to it? Because it is possible then that we can have, from our topics, we can choose something that will feed into the following e-crime one. Kieran, am I correct? Is there a tea break, a break time, a mid-afternoon break between our session and then what will be the e-crime one? Is that right?
Yeah, there is, between 3:30 and 4:00.
So if we did something hypothetical, we could then move the room set up back to something slightly more formal into a U or a theatre?
It's possible, but with 30 minutes is not a long time to move a lot of chairs. So
yeah,
it can all be done,
but
the further out that it's decided, the much easier life becomes.
Yeah, no, look, we're not trying to make a problem. We're trying to make sure we don't make a problem. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. We'll have a very short conversation about this online. I'm going to rely on you, Heidi, to work fairly closely with the people doing the e-crime one. If we can get a little bit of a heads up on exactly where they're heading in topics, then we can perhaps work on our some of our cyber security, which is more general, including identity protection and all sorts of things. We need to make sure that we don't have replication of what they're focusing on, that's all.
Yes.
Okay, so we might have to end the meeting at that. I'd like to thank you, Kieran, for joining us on the call at short notice. I assume, may I ask which email address have you sent that information to? My ordinary office one?
Let me have a look. Yeah, I sent the one I have for
yes,
you.
You are. Yes, found you. Yep, got you. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, I'll have a look at that too. We'll continue this on chat. And I'll be talking to all of you very soon on the ordinary summit call. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. Bye.
I just want to apologize that I will not be able to make it tomorrow. I will be traveling to attend.
Left.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Seb.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Matias. Left.
Leslie.
Left.
Alejandra Trujillo.
Left.
Heidi.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Kieran McCarthy.
Left. Left.
A Digo operator.
Left.